Do you show much of your real life on Facebook? And if you did, would anyone want to look at your feed? Writer Nick Earls is someone who has his own thoughts about those Facebook friends. Most of us have them. You know, the ones who post endless holiday snaps, family selfies and truckloads of adorable pictures of their photogenic kale smoothie drinking children who win Student of the Week every week. He asks, is it time for more truth on Facebook?
Recently, it seemed as if half the people I knew were skiing in Japan, while I was close to home in various parts of southeast Queensland. I had little to complain about. It was a mix of short beach holidays and staying at other people's houses while our floors were resurfaced. And every place had air conditioning, a pool, etc., etc. I had it good. But was everyone else having it better? That's what Facebook told me, even without meaning to. Even when not one of the people involved meant to. The lives of my peers were defined by awesome wintry vistas, mad grinning on chairlifts, more mad grinning après ski, and my life appeared not to be. Not so long ago on Facebook, I saw a post by a writer I admire, talented writer, smart person, who said she just had Facebook envy when glancing over her partner's shoulder at a screen. He was checking someone out on Facebook. The cover photo was autumn in Paris, leaves all bronze and copper, the Tour d'Eiffel beyond those roofs that could only be Paris. The profile pic maybe had the profilee on a different occasion, rugged up and standing in snow about to throw a snowball. The pic at the top of the status updates was similarly envy-inducing. So this writer responded appropriately, with envy, and then realised it was her own Facebook page. She had been envying herself in the way she had, she realised, become accustomed to envying the Facebook lives of others. Because perhaps that's what we do when we post pics on Facebook without ever having the intention of doing anything but sharing. We go to Paris once, we throw one snowball, and suddenly our life to the casual observer is all Belle Epoque and crazy snow frolics and grinning. Even when we spent way more time that year doing laundry than we did in Paris. Even though we got only one good snowfall wherever it was, and by lunchtime it was all slushy and unskiable, and some of it suspiciously yellow. Or the snow was great, but the jet lag hammered us and we spent way too much, and yes, it was maybe even the holiday of a lifetime, but even then, the pics don't tell the whole story. Because they never do. This week it was back to school photos. Amazing cute kids with beaming smiles, and actually the start back at school in our house this year went really well. But did it go that well? Did it go Facebook well? Our really good start back at school risked looking less than amazing and, well, pretty average, maybe a bit below it in fact. Which made me appreciate Rebecca Sparrow's Facebook back to school pic all the more. It was a lovely photo of two happy parents and their happy daughter. Could have been in a magazine. And the caption read, "Our annual first day of school on the front steps photo with Ava. Good luck to all the kids heading to school today. Treat each other with kindness and you can't go wrong." It could have added to anyone's, "Oh crap, our start back at school was only 80% amazing," nagging doubts. It could have added to the groans of any family whose start had been 90% awful, as some surely were. But then Beck came back and added something herself. "Edit. This photo looks serene. Let me assure you that in the background it was Fight Club with Finn and Quincy. It's on like Donkey Kong between those two." I thanked her for that addition and she said, "There is no serenity in my house at any time. Facebook is deceiving. Somehow that photo makes it look calm. It's total false advertising. I live in a zoo." I've been to her house. It's a great zoo. And she is a zookeeper par excellence, but it's a few years off having a clear shot at serene. So how many of us have ever scrolled through our Facebook feed and, without ever feeling something as unseemly as jealousy, come away feeling our own lives are a bit less shiny for the experience, subliminally believing, without stopping to dismantle it with logic, that other people are having close to maximum fun, close to all the time, and in way more exotic places than we happen to be. Even if a ski trip is 30% travel, 20% bad weather, 20% arguments, 20% overpriced meals that didn't live up to expectations, 8% getting up the mountain, and only 2% getting down it, is that how the photos play out? No. And nor should it be. But some of us are going to have to take some effort to tell ourselves, on a semi-regular basis, that the truth we see on Facebook is usually a partial one. If we can accept that, maybe we can also live with the occasional Japan ski trip someone else has that actually is as 100% amazing as the photos suggest. Everyone grinned all the time. Even the plane trips were maximum fun. And maybe our own lives are, like those of other lucky people, people in safe places with enough food and money coming in and only a rare jolt of tragedy, straightforward most of the time, but offering us an occasional glimpse across the Paris rooftops or a few days on the slopes with the snow crunching under our boots. Things worth sharing, which is why we share them, but not the whole story. Alternatively, I'm pitching a new mood disorder to the American Psychiatric Association for DSM 5.1, the next update of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, and it goes like this. Facebook FOMO Dysphoric Disorder. Episodes of somewhat depressed mood following exposure to peers' Facebook photos. Presence of two or more of the following. A nagging feeling, particularly following Facebook exposure, that the subject's life might not involve as much fun as the lives of others. A persistent feeling of incomplete fulfillment, or that the subject is lacking the true satisfaction experienced by others. Recurring feelings that the subject should be in Paris more, or skiing. Episodic feelings that there is less family-wide grinning in the subject's life than in the lives of others. Not that I've got that, of course, but I seem to have a pretty good idea of how it might work. How about you? Ever been there? Or have you been having way too much fun in Hokkaido to think that way?
That was Nick Earls reflecting on his unexciting life on social media, and maybe that yearning he talks about for a better, more exciting life accounts for the popularity of a photo I posted last year on Facebook. My two stroppy-looking boys beside the giant fiberglass trout, which is the feature at the Trout Motel at Oberon. It got a lot of likes on Facebook. One friend of mine actually said, "You're spoiling those kids." What do you want to talk to us about on Facebook? What posts drive you mad? Do you think there needs to be more truth on Facebook? Or if there was, would we bother to read it? A quick shout out to all of those non-Facebook friends. There is a life outside your window. Chat to us on our Facebook page, RN Life Matters.
Want to hear about the best party in town this election season? It's a new podcast with me, Frank Kelly.
And me, Patricia Carvelis.
The Party Room, your essential guide to this federal election. Subscribe now. Simply search for The Party Room in your podcast app.
Or listen via the RN website, abc.net.au/RN.